94 WIP.
I'm Howard Eskin. We're at Ponzio's Diner over on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And joining us now, and I appreciate it, here this morning is the Phillies general manager, Ruben Amaro. Ruben, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You're at Ponzio's. I'm on the Pookies up in the Northeast.
I'll tell you what, you ever come here when I'm here, breakfast is on me. Now, how many people would say that for you?
You're a nice man.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. They would all say it for you, but I would do it even if you didn't come here when I was on the show. And again, I really do appreciate you coming on. The spring training, I guess you'll go down this week. Is that when you'll head down?
I'm going to head down on Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
All right. Now, going into spring training, because the wheels are always turning in that mind of yours, what is it that you may want to try to accomplish first going into spring training?
Well, I mean, we've got to kind of assess our health first and foremost, and we've got to see how Utley's doing. We've got to see how Howard's doing. We're going to see how Blanton and Contreras are doing, and Polanco, obviously. I mean, right now the reports are actually very good on all those guys, but, I mean, until those guys are actually doing baseball activities and getting out there on the field and doing things, you know, we won't really know much until we see him actually doing some things. Now, in Utley's case, we're really going to slow play him. He may not be taking ground balls and doing the same sort of things that, you know, that the guys typically would do, just because there's no reason to do it, you know, at the outset, because we're trying to save him for 162 games. And you know, for me, the spring training is not all that big of a deal. As long as he's getting his reps eventually, and, you know, getting into a rhythm at the plate. So,
Ruben, last year, if I remember correctly, there was consideration for that surgery that I think, who was the guy for the Tigers, I think, Brandon?
Brandon Inge, I think,
right.
It was, yeah.
Okay. Now, he said it kept him out for a while, but there was consideration last year. So the question is, can Utley ever get back to what he was, because it apparently sounds like, and you would know better than I would, there's a degeneration of the knee, correct or incorrect?
I think what's happened is when you talk about cartilage, it's one area you just can't grow back. And so it's not necessarily degeneration as it is. Well, I mean, I guess in some regards it is. But there's ways to preserve it. And that's certainly what we've done a pretty good job of. And I think our doctors and Chase and some of the things that we've done with him exercise-wise, stretching-wise, and some of the other things that we've done with him have really helped to preserve some of that. I think what was decided that if, you know, really there wasn't really a surgery that was going to necessarily help him. And in fact, there was risk that if we went in there and did any type of surgery, you know, we risked further damage in there. So rather than mess with it, then we decided just to leave it alone and let him work his way back. Now, had he not been able to work his way back, then we probably would have had to have some type of surgery. But he was reasonably good, reasonably well. The only thing, I mean, one big thing that he couldn't do was preserve his strength. And I think we've worked on ways to be able to do that now, and I think he'll be ready to go.
Ruben, it's an open question. Is this Phillies team as good as last year's team?
That's a great question. I have no idea. Maybe if with the exclusion of Oswalt, it may not be. But I think that offensively, it may very well be. You know, if we have Chase Utley and Hunter Pence surrounding Ryan Howard eventually when he gets back, I honestly think that going in, it could be considered a better team. A lot of it really depends on performance. You know, these guys, I mean, they pitched their butts off last year. It was very, very, they were outstanding. To ask them to continue to pitch the way they pitched is kind of a tall task. If they do, then we'll be as good a team. I think our bench is a little bit stronger, at least offensively. And, you know, we'll see how it all plays out.
You mentioned Oswalt. So your starting rotation loses a good pitcher. I know he had some injuries,
yep,
but he's still a good pitcher. So now you have Worley, obviously, move up into the four, or Blanton. And
right,
then you have questions at five. How can the rotation be as good when you miss that one pitcher, which creates some other dynamics?
It may not be. It may not be, and it may be. I mean, we weren't counting on Worley last year, and we got Worley. We were counting on Oswalt, and we missed a lot from him. We were counting on Blanton, and we didn't get him at all. And so if Blanton's pitching, then that's an addition. If he's pitching, then he's pitching like Joe Blanton can pitch. It's an if because, you know, we don't know how he's going to respond from being back from his elbow. But, you know, I guess a lot of it depends on how guys perform. I mean, on paper, is it as good a rotation? I can't say that it necessarily is. But if Worley continues to perform and do the things that he did and continues to learn and grow, then it could very well be.
General Manager of the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr. with us. Ruben, the lineup, and I have a hard time getting away from what you guys were. And I love the fact that at the end of the season, you really spelled it out for people that didn't understand it. You were a home run hitting team that really, the way I looked at it, and I think the way you looked at it by what you said, that didn't do the things you needed to do to win in the playoffs. So right now, when you look at this team, you've scored runs with home runs. How can you accomplish that with the way this lineup is right now?
Well, I mean, you accomplish it by guys stepping up and noticing some of their, their faults and, you know, reorganizing the way they think about, the offense. You have to understand that the long ball is not going to be as an essential part of our game, and we have to kind of live by that. We have some speed on the club. We have some guys that move runners. If they dedicate themselves to doing that, then we'll have be in a better offensive club. I think, you know, lots been talked about as far as our offense is concerned. It's still pretty good offense. Is it as powerful as it was in 2007 or 2008? Maybe not. But it's still a pretty good offense, with some power and some speed. And we have pretty good hitters. It's just a matter of these guys, dedicating themselves to changing and going back to some of the things that made them successful before. I mean, we have almost our entire lineup has hit 300 before. And if they concentrate on doing that and getting closer to those numbers, we'll have more productive outs. We'll have more productive games.
Ruben, obviously you've grown up with baseball because your dad was involved. You've been around the Phillies a long time as a kid, and you've seen the change in the game. And it's not just me. Players aren't as willing to move runners and give themselves up as they used to be. Was that part of the problem, maybe not just with the Phillies, but in today's game, move a runner, bunt the ball? Is that part of what this team needs to do more of?
I think that's part of it. I think that's part of the, I mean, it's funny because we talk about it with the coaching staff all the time, and they say, you know, well, what about the other teams that can't drive in the run with on third less than two outs? And I don't, frankly, and it's true. I mean, really, teams really have a tough time doing situational hitting across the board. It's something that we harp on, something we talk about, but unless the player is dedicated to doing it, then it's just not going to happen. And we hope that, with some discussion that we'll have, and I know Charlie and I have talked about it a lot this offseason. I think they're going to discuss it a lot more. I think that they're going to talk about it internally. I mean, when I say internally, amongst the players. And if, you know, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if they're not willing to work on that and to have that be part of their game, then it's going to be tough to write those guys in the lineup. And that's going to be Charlie's job is to write the guys in the lineup that he feels is going to give us the best chance to win every day.
All right, who's playing left field?
Right now, probably Mayberry if Howard would be back. I mean, Mayberry's kind of job to lose, but I think that John will play a little bit of first base in the early part of the season. I think that Wigginton will play a little first base. It's going to be a mix and match. It'll kind of be up to Charlie to decide which guys he feels like mix and match with. Might be Knicks. Dominic Brown's not totally out of the picture. I mean, if I had my choice, I'd like to keep him in AAA and let him get, you know, 500 at bats and get him situated in left field. But, I mean, if he comes out, you know, like Manny Ramirez did in 1994 and hits, you know, 12 home runs in spring training and plays like he's ready to be in a major leaguer, then I hope he forces our hand. But I would say right now it's John Mayberry's job to lose overall. And Knicks and others will probably mix and match in there.
I'll get back to that, John. When you talk about Dominic Brown and then you bring up Manny Ramirez in the same sentence, come on, right? Is this a dream, Ruben?
No, I think
I'm not trying to bust your chops.
I wasn't trying to compare the two necessarily, but Dominic Brown has the kind of physical ability I mean, if you watch him take BP and you watch him do some of the things that he can do offensively, he's got a chance to be pretty special. Now, whether that happens, who knows? I mean, Manny was clearly a much, much more pure quality hitter, and was much more advanced. Wasn't trying to compare the two, but Manny Ramirez ended up, you know, was scheduled to go back to the minor leagues that year in 94. He ends up, you know, hitting, you know, 6 or 7 home runs in the last week of spring training, and they said, hey, time for Manny Ramirez to be in the big league. So, I hope that happens. I mean, I hope that, that he's up for the challenge. I hope that it challenges other people. I mean, just say anything else. I mean, competition's a very good thing.
You know, some people are worried that Cole Hamels is going into the season without a long-term contract. I'm not one of them, by the way. I think Cole's just going to go pitch, and I think he's so good. I don't think he will worry about that stuff. But in essence, do you concern yourself with that a little bit? And what are the chances that he will get a contract before the start of the season?
I do not concern myself with Cole because Cole, he's the way he goes about his business, and the way he concentrates and the level of maturity he's reached now, I don't think it's really going to affect him one way or another. I think that, the bottom line is this. We'd like to sign a guy long term. I'd rather do it sooner than later, but if that's not possible and we have to, you know, wait through it and even have to wait through to the end of this season to do something, then that's what we'll do. But I think at the appropriate time, we're going to try to work to get that done. And if we can't, we'll just have to wait till November and kind of go from there.
You don't want him to get out in the open market, obviously.
Well, I don't. Obviously, we'd like to keep him. And, but he's not a free agent now. He's got a season to play for the Phillies. He's under our control until, November or the end of the World Series. And I'll take my chances with us being able to try to keep him in our unit.
All right. One last question. Is it World Series or bust for this Phillies team?
No, our goal is to first and foremost win the division. And then beyond that, we can't, you know, it's hard to control, if you're playing great baseball or not. I mean, I say this all the time. In 2008, we were a very good team. We were not the best team in baseball. We played the best when it was time to play the best. We got the ball to roll the right way. We got the big hits. We made the big pitches. And we haven't done it over the last 3 years to get to the point where we're World Series champions again. But we got to my job is to try to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to get to the World Series every year. And if I can do that, I like our chances. Because I like the staff that we have together, and if we can do that, we keep giving ourselves chances to do it, and it'll give us a good shot of being a World Series champion. But Howard, you've been around a long time. There's a lot of teams out there that might have, you know, on paper be the best teams in baseball, but that, you know, you can throw all that stuff out the window when it comes playoff time because you just have to make certain things happen at the right time.
All right. Ruben Amaro. Hey, Ruben, I will see you in spring training. And believe me, when I say I really appreciate you coming on this morning, I really do appreciate you coming on.
No problem, man. Okay.
All right. All right, Rube. Have a nice trip.
Have a good rest of the weekend. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Ruben Amaro Jr., the Phillies general manager. I'm Howard Eskin here at Ponzio's. First Saturday for me at Ponzio's, Breakfast with the King. I what a pleasant surprise here before I wrap up the show. What a pleasant surprise. Nick, one of the owners here, had 4 extra chicken pot pies. They just kind of popped up. I guess with one of the other shows not here, he had some extras, and he decided to give it to me. Wasn't that just great? Really, that was, I can't thank him enough, but it was...